Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness. Hope, desires are mine for the asking.
sandy.wordpress.com if you would like to read that post in its entirety. And you can also sign up to have those daily inspirational messages delivered to your email automatically so that when you wake up every morning, you can start with a daily affirmation written by me that will no doubt find your energy within the message, and you'll think that I already knew what was going on. It happens to me all the time. So just check it out. See what you feel. I hope you like it. So you guys know it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Tonight's show is called the Economic Evangelism Movement. And again, we're featuring Sir Mark Duhagans, and he's going to come and talk to us, but it's not just about an economic movement. His movement is holistic. He talks about all the pieces that come together to make this a movement. And, you know, a movement means action. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this. We're doing, or again, if you want to talk, though, that is the only way that you can share in the conversation is by hitting the one on the device that you're calling from. Now, once your line is open, unless there's a lot of noise coming from your device, I will not cut you off. And so what I would need for you to do is to make sure that you put your device on mute when you're not speaking so that we have a very clear playback. This is, you know, undoubtedly a conversation that you're going to want to go back and listen to over and over again. So we ask that you just make sure that your phone is clear on your end so there's no disturbances in the background. The mics are extremely, extremely sensitive, all right? So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to be bringing on Sir Mark Duhagans and start his conversation with us. Thank you for being with us again.
I don't wish no more. No, no. No, I wanna. No, I coulda. No, I shoulda. No, I don't wish no more. Every day I wake up and I pray, oh Lord, I thank you. This is my day, my day to create. My life exactly as I desire it to be. I meditate on love and peace. I meditate knowing your will is my will. So I don't wish no more. My passion fuels my peace. coulda, no I shoulda. I don't wish no more. No I woulda, no I coulda, no I shoulda. I don't wish no more. I don't wish no more. No I woulda, no I coulda, no I shoulda.
Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. That music that you just heard is entitled, I Don't Wish No More. The words, the lyrics are by me, sung and produced by my nephew, Anthony A.K. King. Check him out at anthonyakking.com for all of his music. He is just a very, very gifted music producer. And so you see that there's a theme in the daily message and the music that we've played. So the daily inspirational message set is over. So all of whatever has happened is behind you. Today, right now, is a new time, a new opportunity to do something different than what you've done in the past. And then the song said, I don't wish no more. I know I'm co-creator with God, with the infinite source. And so whatever I can achieve is all designed by my thought, right? And so if I'm thinking small, then, okay. That's where our speaker for tonight comes in. Sir Markadew has written a book called Economic Evangelism. And I tell you, I've got so much underlined and highlighted in that book. It's almost the whole book because his story is just so compelling. And he understands the progression of going from having a satisfactory, very fulfilling, high excellence in achievements and sports and all of that to the downside of that, you know, and what he did when he found himself at that level. And that's the story of his life. That's the enthusiasm that he comes with as he's talking to us, me, you, and everybody else that'll listen, as he talks about turning mental health into mental wealth. I tell you, I can tell you about my friend forever and ever and ever, but I'm going to bring Sir Markadew to the mic and have him to share with you anything that he would like to share in reference to who he is before we get into the conversation for tonight. Sir Markadew?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm so excited that we got this thing worked out for you to be able to come on and share your knowledge and your wisdom with the audience.
Yes, me too. I've been waiting a pretty long time for this to happen.
Yes, it's been a minute.
maybe it's the right time. It's the right time now.
There you go. There you go. Everything's lined up for you right now. So tell us, how did you get started with this process of economic evangelism? How was that born? I know it's in the book, and I've read the book, but I want you to tell it in your own words.
Well, you know, basically, you know, just coming from the from a youth standpoint, when I started dealing with business tactics when I was such a young boy, 10 years old, and I've seen so much disparity in our community that I realized that God gave me a platform to share, and I realized that there was more to be done. The church couldn't do it by themselves. The business community couldn't do it by themselves. And the community organizations couldn't do it by themselves. And I realized that there's something missing, and that was the missing link, that we are not working hard enough to get those forces to come together. That's why I work so hard now, and just I wrote this book on that. Hopefully that this book will begin to get into the market. Sometimes it's slow, and then it starts to build, and people understand that this is about a movement for our youth and for our young adults. And any movement, I don't care what it is, civil rights, equal rights, well, okay, what it is, Black Lives, whatever it is, it's very difficult to have that movement without youth and young adults being involved.
Well, the youth are the energy behind what happens in our communities.
Exactly.
You know,
if you're going to have a movement, you got to bring them in. If we're going to have a financial revolution, revolution, or economic evangelism revolution, then we're going to have to. We got to get your children and your grandchildren wiser when it comes to economics. It's just a fact. It has to happen.
So what happens, Markadoo, if the adults in the environment are not well-versed in economics, you know, as far as explaining the system or how to best utilize it?
Well, that in lies the issues, not necessarily a problem, but in lies the issue. The parents and the grandparents have to get more educated. And that's why one of them wrote this book. And when I say young adults are the ones that are definitely going to, they're going to have children, hopefully soon. And that's why I always focus on the youth and young adults, because they're the next wave of parents. And once we, even the grandparents right now, to be able to take my book and read it, all we need is simplicity. We have to start with the simplicity, so that you could be able to pass it down. I'm starting to work with my granddaughter. She's 9 years old, and she's excited. She's ready to learn how to talk in front of a camera and pitch products. And that's what it's all about. I'm a grandfather, so I have a lot of working knowledge on how to move merchandise. So I just want to prove to my granddaughter and to the world that this is how you do it. And I'm not saying parents don't do it. We just need more parents doing it, more grandparents doing it to get involved.
That's a huge undertaking that you have in front of you.
Exactly.
But I know you got the heart and the stamina to do it.
Yeah. But it'll never be done just by me. It's going to take everybody to get an understanding. No, nothing can be done. I can't do it by myself. That's why I'm ready for the taking on. I've been doing it this far, and I just want to enlighten our listeners, the mothers, the fathers, the grandparents, I said, we as a people will get to the promised land. Yeah.
That's a vision. Yes, sir.
Yes. Big time.
Yeah. So, you know, we...
So I'm excited. No, go ahead.
good. Yeah. I know you are. You're warming up for us. So I know we've done some workshops and community gatherings, educational summits and things like that together. And you and I have had sidebars talking about the mental aspect of our community and how that has such a tremendous impact on the success of these programs that we're talking about, that we would like to see implemented. So can you give us some background, your philosophy around the mental health issues in our community?
I would love it. I would love it because this is something that that we all have to get more enlightened about, because and see how you mentioned mental health, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that's plaguing not just the Black community, but you know, we talk Black. I mean, that's okay. That's God bless the child that helps his own, but this is a worldwide problem. It's not the problem is not really mental health. Really, the problem is mental illness.
Mm.
We have an issue with mental illness, because we've been from childhood trauma turned into adult trauma, even adult trauma turned into senior citizen trauma. It doesn't go away until we understand that we have to attack mental illness. The mental health part is getting well and pulling it together. And mental illness is really the culprit in society today. And if we really take a look at it, a lot of times you might look at, or you might talk to someone you know or be around somebody you know, and you don't even know what they're going through. You have no idea. You ever had somebody say, what's wrong with them?
Right? Yes.
Why do they take that path? Yeah, because the illness. If it was mental health, they'd be doing better. And if we ever took the time to ask people, and we do it. One of the things that we do, we say, "Hey, how you doing?" And they say, "Oh, I'm doing well. Blessed by the best. You know, highly favored." You know, but if you slow a person down, you said, yeah, that's nice, but really, how you doing mentally? How's
there
your mind space?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're able to look, they'll look at you first and say, what? You say, well, I'm glad you asked because I'm going through it right now. See,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we fake it till we make it. So in other words, when you're really speaking to people, you're asking people how they're doing, really get, if you really care about them, you're really checking in on their mindset. Because we, as a global society, we have problems, not just issues. We have issues, but we also have problems. And they, most of them stem from mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we focus now, watch this. If you look at us as adults, and we feel that we have mental problem, mental illness, and we need mental health, imagine what our youth and young adults are going through. That's why I stick to it. That's why.
Right.
That's what overwhelmingly. That's what I focus on, the youth and young adults, because they're going through it worse than us as adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Because
so,
of exposure. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No.
Go ahead. No,
I was disagreeing with you.
Yes. they're more exposed to things that we couldn't even fathom.
Mm-hmm.
So social media, we can blame a lot of different things. For instance, where we come from or who we was raised by, so that's our mindset. And then we got to look at how social media and media has played a role in raising our children. I mean, I look at my four grandchildren, and I'm around them almost every day now, thank God, and I can see the apparatus that they're on, the phones and the tablets, and they spend a lot of time on them, phones and tablets. And the only thing that can stop them is when I say, okay, that's enough. Hey, just go ahead. Let's talk. Let's play or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes them away from that. Yes.
I don't think a lot of parents or grandparents are doing that either, you know, because the kids put up a little bit of but I was playing a game, you know, or something. And they said, okay, well, go ahead. You can go ahead and keep playing it.
And so, again, if you realize how much, a lot of times we won't even revisit our past because we're trying to avoid it, like the plague.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you any of your listeners, they ever hear the sound of my voice, if you feel, you look back into your childhood when you was going to school and things of that nature, and you was playing in the playground or around on the block, and have you ever been bullied? Have you ever been had issues? And if the answer is yes, then we must take the time to find out, how was school today? Has there any issues going on? You know, how anybody messing with you? Anything to bring them into a point where you can look at your child and you know if you have a happy child, you have a happy child.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start seeing something look like they're going to a dark side, like they're not being as happy as they normally are, then there's an issue. There's something going on, and they're troubled by something.
Mm-hmm.
And we as parents and grandparents have to dig just a little deeper, because you know I come from that world of molestation, incest, verbal abuse, physical abuse. So if imagine when we were to be heard and seen but not heard back
mm-hmm.
in our days, you know.
Right.
And a lot of families are like that. I mean, I was sexually assaulted, you know, but my mother didn't know I was sexually assaulted until I was 52, 53 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was a problem.
Yeah,
I didn't start talking. Mm-hmm. Say that again.
I said it was common too. For
yes,
it not
but
to be
what
expressed.
Was even worse? Well, yes, it was more common than nothing being said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not even heard. You know, you're silent, and you're walking. Our children are walking around with big-time adult problems, and we're not even really asking them what's really going on in your life. So
that's so important, too, Markadoo, with our young people. Like you say, you know, so much of their attention and their energy is on these non-human devices. So, you know, there's no interaction.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about that until you just was saying, you know, what about how you tell your grandchildren, okay, enough of that, put it down for right now. But I know when my granddaughter was in high school, and I would take her and her friends out to eat, you know, quite regularly. And whenever we went, you know, the cell phone would have to be turned off. And they would look at my granddaughters like, is grandma serious? And she would laugh. She'd say, oh, yeah, she's very serious, you know. And
yeah.
So they would tell their mother. Grandma gonna take us out after school, so you know I can't be on my phone. And nobody had a complaint about it, and the parents loved it, you know. So they're like, "How you do that?" I was like, "I can do it," you know.
You got to be tactful and precise, you know, with that kind of stuff, because you know, children have maimed or even killed their parents over stuff like that. You know, over phones and devices. So, this is if you research how many people die a year, you know, by telling their children or grandchildren, "Give me your phone and take away the devices," and see how well that goes. You know,
wow, that's frightening.
So,
but
it's something
but
that we have to be mindful of.
Yeah, it's because the human interaction has been replaced by those devices.
Yeah.
And if we are not providing our young people with anything to replace it, then I understand. You know, I understand why they would get offended. It's just like, you know, when the kids join the gangs, they join it because they feel like they're a part of a unit that accepts them unconditionally, you know. So,
yes.
So, you know, you were just talking about the old adage, children should be seen and not heard. So that's a conditional acceptance. And that's what I'm talking about with that. However, a gang or a tablet or a cell phone or, you know, social media, you can be who you're not. You know what I'm saying? You can be all of who you are.
Yeah, you can fake it till you make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Go ahead. Fake it.
You know how we be doing it up. So just thinking about these are very important elements in our youth, in their lives, and also in our whole community, especially if you're saying that this violence is happening as a result of those devices being taken away from a young person.
Yes. It's nuts. Yes.
So let's get to your program. And we then could go in to a neighborhood or a church, as you mentioned earlier, business, and do workshops with the adults and the youth and have them to take another look at or perhaps educate them around money. Because, you know, regards to what wealth looks like is so deceptive, fake jewelry, you know, and all of that. So it's got to come to a point where everybody's got to come together and almost scrap that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't real. Let's start from the real deal of what wealth is, because we have a misconception.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Now ask me that question again, because you kind of...
So there are maybe young parents nowadays, too, because I'm not quite so young. But, you know, we have these mixed definitions on what wealth looks like. So for some individuals that are in the parent age range, wealth may be all kind of additives, you know, like designer clothes, the latest technology we use for those now, but brand labels, certain, you know, like jewelry and all of that. So
yes.
Yeah, so we have a false reality about what wealth is. So what I was asking is, how do we go in and start the conversation around that? You know, so like, let's define what wealth truly is. When you have your sessions, do you go through some type of exercise like that?
I do not. Because, you know, wealth is a different thing. Wealth is something that is that's something that can be passed on, right? So this, it's different because you're dealing with, you could be rich, or you could be wealthy. Rich, you can teach how to pass that on, but wealth, you have to really. You got to teach your children how to pass it on. And most people don't know how to pass it on. And the reason why I know that, because I'm guilty of that. You know, I wasn't even taught how to really get to the money. And I had to learn it myself through hustle and grit. And so my parents or grandparents, nobody taught me how to do it. And so I didn't really understand how to pass it on. Thank God and some of it got through because my son is still active. And now I'm getting ready to teach one of my granddaughters, how to deal with it. But definitely no. Wealth, really all that rich and wealth and all that stuff, that's a mindset. So I do teach that. I said, you know, if you're going to be rich or wealthy, you know, what is it? What's the one of the main things you got to do to get there? Well, you got to study rich and wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, well, you know, it's about your mindset first. And then from your, mindset to belief systems. So I do talk about that stuff. So your mindset is something that's like concrete is set. Okay. Your belief systems is something that you was taught. It was set and passed down to you probably from generation to generation, what your mother believed, what your father believed. And that's not, it's not always a bad thing. Because some people are passed down high quality information. But it does, the main thing I would tell people today, right now, if I was on the phone talking to them like I'm doing now, it's a mindset thing. Then you got to get to the point where then it's a mind shift. Because if without the shift, I mean, you can go from broke to making tens of thousands of dollars a month just by a mind shift. And, I mean, I can prove it near the end of this broadcast. I'll tell you about an affiliate marketing program I got going on because it prepares people's mind to shift, you know, and that's what's needed. And that's huge. And I would love for people to repeat that. To as they go along, you got the mindset, and the only way to conquer that mindset is do a mind shift.
Exactly, because if you don't believe it's possible, then you're never going to achieve it.
You better believe it.
Right.
You better believe it.
So, yeah, I love that. Having that brought to people's attention during, you know, their development, their business consciousness development, because that's key to the whole success of achieving your dreams.
Yes. and achieving your dreams. I was just going to add to it, and I'm going to let go your dream. But your vision is what counts. Your
yes.
dreams are one thing, because see, you can lay down and go to sleep tonight, and you're dreaming, and you follow your dream. To me, when you follow your dreams, to me, you're actually still asleep. I believe if you have a dream, you turn your dream into a vision, and now you follow your vision, and
okay.
that's what's going to change things. I said follow your vision, because you'll get there faster.
I love it. I love it.
And
see,
that's
it's
what,
all
you
the
know, Sandy, the, absolutely, and that's why economic evangelism is the way to go. And go to economicevangelism.com and get a copy. It's not a thick book. It's an easy read.
It is.
But the information is more powerful than me giving you. I could have wrote a lot of stuff in that book, but that's not why I did it. I kept that book to about less than 100 pages so people can, it's an easy read, share it, and read it with your children, your grandchildren. And I guarantee you they're going to pick up on some of this stuff, and you've got to get them moving in the right direction. Because, see, without simple assignment systems, people don't, they won't, you can't go nowhere. People will gravitate towards simplicity, and that's what this book is, a very simple book. When it's complicated, it's hard for people to follow it.
And I turned straight to that page. One of the sentences that I have underlined reads, if you keep your process simple and constantly duplicate it time and time again, the result will be as close to perfection as you'll ever get. That's exactly what you just said.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Go ahead, sis. That's it right there. I can't believe you pulled a rabbit out of the hat with that one.
I know, right? I was like, oh, come on now. That spirit just affirming what you're saying is true, you know? Like, there is a workable
system. It's
got to
be simple.
System. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's got to be simple. Simple
right.
systems. And
right.
That's why I wrote this book, to keep it so simple. You know, I'm not going to say the commercial, even a caveman can do it, because we ain't talking about caveman. But a child, a young adult, will have a better understanding of how to deal with branding, marketing, psychology, simplicity, and duplication. That's what this book is really all about. How do we take that, and how we take economic evangelism and bridge the church, the business community, and grassroots economics. You know, this is not, you know, it's not just two fancy words, economic evangelism. It, you know, it's a bold new movement for financial improvement. That's what this is all about. How do we change the way our households look first?
Yes.
And
yes.
then we can start dealing with the community. If you can't, it's just like, you know, we say, man, I want to go global. We can help change the world. But if you can't help change your household and help change your community, you can forget about going international.
Right, right. That's a powerful statement, too. Start
I'm
at home.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, start at home.
Start at home.
Yeah.
And that's simple. That's the simplicity side.
And duplicate it, right? You said keep it simple and duplicate it.
Yeah, and duplicate
it. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
That's right. Because that's why I deal with the youth and the young adults, because the young adults, when they learn these simple tactics and they start to make money, you know, with different brands and different companies, because usually that's where it starts. They begin to buy something, sell something, and that's what, you know, it's in the book, you know, how that little process takes place, and how I've seen my mother do things, and I was like, wow, how that she's looking, you know, I see these commercials on TV, and she's buying the product in the store and bringing it home. I said, wow, that's that marketing. You know, it works.
Right.
And she,
right.
My mother loved brand stuff like Comet. She didn't want the regular, because I tested my mother one time. She asked for Comet. I knew she liked Comet, but I went and I got another brand, you know, like an offbeat brand, and she didn't want it. So, I mean, we as human beings, we mostly were stuck on brands. You know,
right.
You can go to, you need gas for your car, you can go on a block, there's two or three gas stations on that whole, that corner, on three corners. One can be 25 cents cheaper in per gallon. And people that love brands, they're not going to get that gas. They're going to go to the brand that they love.
That is not me.
I know that right. Yep.
Got to make sense. C-E-N-T-S.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Well,
I
tell you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I forgot what it is now, so I'm going to yield the mic to you.
Okay. I'm just going to just show a case in point. Brands. Okay. Now, we've got these brands, but how much money are we making from these brands? When you go out and buy a pair of Nike for $250, how much money is Nike giving you for buying that? And when people ask you, where did you get those Nikes? And you say, okay, at that store over there. How much is that store giving you, and how much is Nike paying you to market their product? Okay? See, this is why, you know, this, most times you got to go into the stocks, the stock market, to be able to get with these brands. Okay, so now I created a brand called Chronic Killer. And Chronic Killer was designed for the community. I knew it. I knew it going into it. I said, ooh, Chronic Killer. This would be great for the community. This would be great for people, even ex-convicts, ex-prostitutes, ex-gangbangers, ex-drug dealers. I said, this could be a product brand that could actually help society. And so this is why I developed Chronic Killer USA to make this happen, so that whenever you tell somebody, you get a link, and whenever you tell somebody about Chronic Killer, we're going to pay you. We're going to pay you $1 for every bottle sold forever, for the rest of your life, as long as Chronic Killer exists. And then if you help me sell a pound of Chronic Killer, I'm going to give you $10 per bottle from that same customer for the rest of your life. So if you know, if you're an influencer, we all are influencers at some level. We all are influencers. But if you're a super influencer, which you got thousands and thousands of followers, and you're not making no real money with these people that you know, that you influence, well, you want to get involved with us. We're going to release this marketing strategy this weekend, and when we do, you gotta have a link. So we haven't released it yet, so they will have to go to my website, which is economicevangelism@gmail.com, and just put in, say, I'm interested in the affiliate program, and I will, believe me, when that first link hits the door, you're going to be one of the first people I talk to. Now, I said one, because right now I got somebody that has 4 million followers, and they're waiting for that link.
Wow, I bet.
How about that?
Yes, I would be too.
So economicevangelism@gmail.com. And then if you want to get a book, you go to economicevangelism.com. And feel free to get on, go ahead and get you a copy, or two or three, depending on who you know. And and let's get ready for a bold new movement for financial improvement. I've been waiting a long time, Sandy, for this to happen, and I finally, and this is, we're just going to start with the chronic killer and oil burners. After that, once we see it take hold and take fire, then we're going to look at some of the other products, shea butter, black soap, that we can sell into the public, and you don't even need to carry the product. And you don't have to worry about no monthly. You don't have to buy something monthly to be a part of it. You know, just get the link. Just get the link. And the main thing is you definitely want to buy the product and just so that you can smell it, you can try it, and spray it around some people, and people are going to say, oh, what is that? And then you're able to share with them and say, oh, it's a chronic killer. And they say, wow, I love that stuff. So you want some? Yeah, then they'll share their link with their friends and family. And every time it's one sold, they're going to get paid.
That's a sweet deal right there. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yes.
So tell
it's ground level.
Tell the audience about your warehouse and how that came about, so you're not, so they understand your vision and what you've been able to materialize, and that this is not, you know, just something that you're talking off the side of your mouth about, but it's what you've actually created and established that you're inviting people to come into partnership with you on.
Yes. Yeah, I started Heavenly Body Products, and Chronic Killer came on later, but I started Heavenly Body Products when I first, that's why I'm so eager to help ex-convicts, ex-drug dealers, users, and such, is because that's where I came from. I was, I was on drugs, it was after I started when I was a young boy, but I built up, but I finally got on drugs, and I got off drugs. I got off cocaine. I was an addict, and I quit. And God, through the grace of Almighty God, and when I quit, I mean, I was praying. Then 9 months after I got off crack cocaine, I bought 2 dozen T-shirts. I had $96. I bought 2 dozen religious T-shirts. And I just kept selling them. And before you know it, I just had so many shirts. I had to open up. I got into the body oils, lotion. I finally opened up my first store down on Wesley Chapel, down there on Snap Finger Woods Drive. It's right over there by, it's right behind, like, Dunkin' Donuts. There's a... another donut place in this, and back there's a plaza back there. Used to be an old Big Lot back there in Kroger's, and I started there, and I kept building. And I opened up a warehouse, a little warehouse. I had about 3,000 square feet, and I stayed in there for like 3 years, 3.5 years. I outgrew that place, and then I the building that I am now is 10,000 square feet, and all we do is help people get into business, especially if they got any kids or youth or young adults or organizations, and we help them get into business. And I've been in that building over 20 years, like 22, 23 years. And so I've been on that street about almost 20-something years, about 24, 25 years I've been on that street. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm looking to expand at some point, Sandy. I'm telling you, this chronic killer is getting ready to do some heavy work. So, first of all, I want to just thank God for the opportunity to be able to have an establishment like that and to be able to help his people, okay? And it's, now is the time. We're the ones that we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. And we got to help our own. And that's the only way we're going to grow.
And you're such a solid example for people, to come from $96 to having a 10,000 square foot completely filled warehouse. That's the part about it that I love, is coming over there and seeing that you have the product, so you don't have to wonder in your mind, well, if I sell this, is he going to have the product to fill the orders from the people that I'm selling to? It's a guarantee, because it's right there. And if you ever go over to the location, just the ambiance, you'll feel it. You'll understand that it's true business. It's not a fly by night. It's something that's really taken seriously. And Markadu told you that it's a process of changing your mind, changing your thoughts, having a vision that's going to be what's going to propel you to be successful in business. And I love that whole philosophy there, because because it tells you that it's going to take work on your part. So you can't just just sit back and look at this thing happen. You've got to
put it. You just can't pray too. You can't just pray.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. No. I'm loving it, because hopefully it's putting people in a mindset where they understand, mm-hmm. and perhaps this is for that one person that's listening that have been ready to do something and was not sure how to get started. And so you're giving the foundation, the blueprint. Here you go. Just follow this, and it's going to work for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And a matter of fact, it's at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia, 30035. And actually, I'm spending more time down on Terra Boulevard right now, because develop another space down there where it's going to be mostly shea butters, black soap, body oils, burning oils. And within the next couple of weeks, that should be ready. The door should be ready to open up. That's why I want to get people, as many people as you can, to go to, economicevangelism@gmail.com and just put in there, just explain, say, I want to be a part of what you're doing, and I'm ready to learn. And it's just as simple as that, Sandy. I'm thinking about people that want to deal with a mind shift. There's not the mindset that's shifting.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. And congratulations on your expansion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thank God.
I know, right? Right. Giving that gratitude.
Opportunity. Absolutely. That's all I got right now, is just thanking God. And let me tell you, through that whole mess of crazy building all that, the depression is real. It doesn't matter how elite you are, what you're doing. Things happen in life where, you have to be careful about the trauma,
mm-hmm.
Because I had lost my mother and father and all my siblings. It was five of us as siblings.
Wow.
And I'm the last one left, and it wore me out. I didn't know it was going to hit me. It hit me 5 years, 6 years after they all died off. So just keep in mind that depression and anxiety and all that stuff is real. And no matter how much money you make, no matter how prestigious you get, just know that you're human and that
right.
anything can happen with the mind. So you have to protect your mind, okay?
Yeah, because that mind controls everything after, and that's such a real conversation. So as Sir Markadu is explaining to us about the simple process to be successful in business, you also must pay attention to the mental issues that you have going on. I know that people believe that once I get over this, or I'm only going to grieve for 2 years when my parents die, or whatever, you know, we've come up with these magic numbers in our heads, and those numbers come and go. And now, like you were just saying, it's year six, and all of this grief comes down on you. You don't know how to process it, because that's one thing that we really have issues with, is talking honestly about the mental opportunities that we have, that we need to talk through them, that we need to get a group of people together that you know support you, and have that supportive, encouraging type of conversation with others, because you can't just hold it in. You can't hold it in. It's deadly if you do.
Not if you want to get better, you can't hold it in. But if you don't, this is the thing, Sandy, that really is disturbing, is that this is dialogue that we're talking about right now. We're dialoguing about it. If you're not talking to someone about your shortcomings, about your depression, about your anxiety, any of that, that means you're doing it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when evil takes over. That's when evil takes over. As soon as you find somebody or organization, you can go online and find somebody that you can identify with, elaborate with, now you're in the driver's seat. Now you can make some things happen. But as long as you're by yourself, it'll be almost impossible. You cannot do it by yourself. It won't happen.
Yeah, because a lot of times that monkey mind gets into play, you know, where we think the worst, you know, about the situation, about ourselves. And we just stay in that gutter right there. And it's not saying that we're a bad person, or, you know, we're incapable of getting out. Most of us don't have the skills to do it. That's all that means. So please don't take it any other kind of way. And so what Sir Markadu is suggesting with the having the dialogue, having the conversation, you know, you can have it with a stranger. It doesn't have to be anyone that you know. Just get into the habit of getting it up and out of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting, Sandy, because you had said monkey. And see, that monkey will turn into a gorilla if you don't get it off you.
Yes, sir.
That's real talk. It will turn into just a raven lunatic. That monkey will turn into a gorilla on you so fast and make your head spin.
And then when you find the beauty in changing your words, your thoughts on the very same situation, how it all just turns to something so peaceful and so...
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, accommodating to you, lifting you up to a higher place. And all of that is a part of that economic evangelism movement. So Sir Markadu also is a wellness coach and activist. So he's helping people, especially the more seasoned individuals, to keep their bodies moving. These bodies were made to move, and the approach that Sir Markadu is taking is holistic. And what holistic means is that you're balanced. So you're not just worried about money, or you're just not worried about losing weight, or you're just not worried about looking good. But all of it together, because we're multidimensional individuals. We're not singular, you know. We're not one pole, but we got all these things going in. And when you can bring them all together, you're such a happier, fulfilled person in that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's that mind, the body, the soul, and the economics.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, and that's where it's at, the mind, body, and soul, and the economics, all of it working together. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, to bridge, like, the church, the business community, the grassroots economics, because they have to work together. You know, if they don't, then it's never going to be holistic. If a mm-hmm. church was the answer to all our stresses in life, we'll be flocking to the churches.
Yeah.
But the church can't do it by themselves.
Right.
And the business community can't do it by themselves. And the community organizations, they can't do it by themselves. So it takes not just a village, it takes a whole world working together to make it happen. Because we like to say that all the time. It takes a village. Well, guess what? The village ain't raising your kids now. It's the world is raising your children.
That's true.
You know, once they get on that social media, that thing takes you around the globe in 1 second. So,
yep. Yeah. Very good point. That's a very good point.
Yes.
Yeah, because and it just seems like it was a major takeover, like overnight or something. You know, like all of a sudden, everybody's got a cell phone and. You know, everybody is relying on that for friendship, for companionship, for knowledge, for everything.
Yeah.
We don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that's the part I like about turning this thing around. Let's sit down and talk, you know, sit down and talk and express yourself. Your words, your thoughts are very, very honorable. And they're worthy to be heard by somebody. And you deserve to get your message out to someone else.
Yes.
And allow someone else to benefit from it. So we're coming down on the downside, you guys. But anyone that has a question or a comment want to say something to Sir McAdoo, if you're not on the line, you can give us a call at 516-531-9819. And remember, you must hit the 1 on your device to let us know that you want to speak live with us on air. We got about, looks like about 15 minutes left in the show. And so I just wanted to make sure I make that announcement. I actually try to do it more often than that so you guys can call in during the middle. But it was such loaded information shared with us tonight that I just kept rolling through it. So, and McAdoo has a fitness program that I was just explaining to you about. Yeah. Tell us about that, please.
Well, it's online. It's on demand. So it's $24.95, so $25 a month. And you're able to just get on and just click on workouts, and it'll take you to the workouts, and they're taped, so you can follow. You say, oh, I love that workout right there. That's the one. And then you might find another one and another one. And then you start. The thing is being able to get in there and start with a 15 or 20-minute routine a day, and then build yourself up to 30 minutes. And then and that's pretty good for I deal with the senior citizens or active adults, right, 50-plus. But you can be any age. If you see some workout on that demand, that's the one. You say, okay, let me get active. And the thing is, this is not about getting high school skinny or anything like that. It's about just getting moving again. Just get moving. You can have a gut for the rest of your life, but you can get up and down those stairs way better than you used to. You get able to walk longer distances way better than you used to. You can do things with your children and your grandchildren things that you haven't done in a long time or had never done. So the thing is to be able to be active. And also I like to let people know, if you're married, you have a loved one or a significant other, this is great to get your body going a little bit at a time so you can be there for your partner. I mean, sexually, right? To build up your body instead of saying, not tonight. You know, everything's not tonight. When now you feel stronger, you're able to perform much better.
So how do we sign up for that program? Where do we find that program at?
That's bodybysir.com, bodybysir.com. And just go in there, click, and just look around. You go on Instagram, pull up Body by Sir Fitness, and there's some stuff on there. You can get involved right there, Body by Sir, and go ahead and start getting a little active. Why not? Start today. Start tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Do we have any questions?
I'm loving it. So I honestly hope that you guys are seeing the full picture of what Sir Markadoo is offering. Business opportunities with products. You don't have to carry inventory. You don't have to follow the model that has been set by so many companies where, like Markadoo was saying, you have to buy the product every month. So you become the actual customer on some of those multi-level businesses. But this is shipped from the warehouse. He's expanding his business to another location to have more room, more product. He is an author. The book is very easy to read. It is very simple to follow the directions that he offers, the insights into why. And again, simplicity and duplication is the main two parts of that whole program, which I just absolutely love. Why would you want to study something that, you know, you have to drudge your way through, right? And then when you get to the end, you'd be like, oh, man, this is too hard. I can't do it. But the process is simple and easy that Sir Markadoo talks about in the economic evangelism. And then he's got the fitness program. He's got a variety, diversification in his products that he offers to support his business that he's got going, that he can teach his grandchildren how to keep that legacy going, because once he teaches them, it becomes a shared business, right? A legacy, family owned, so that they never have to worry about being broke or working for someone else. And there was a statement that you made, I think, in this book. It said, when you work for yourself, how did that go? It said, when you work for others, if you work for wages, but when you work for yourself, do you remember what I'm at?
You work for profit. If you work for yourself, you're working for profit. If you're working for somebody, you're working for wages. So, and it's great that you even mentioned that, because there's only four ways to really make money, you know, in business worldwide, in that product, service, information, and most of all now, technology. Yeah, you work for somebody else, you're working for wages. You work for yourself, you're working for profit.
So you said it's product, service, technology, and what was the, you said it was four?
Product, service, information. You can sell information. I have a book. I sell a book. That's information. And then the last one is technology.
Got it.
Social media.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Because social media is saying, this millionaires are being made every hour on the hour because of social media. I'm not knocking social media. Social media is a tool to be used.
Yes. It's just
amazing.
But it
will take you to millions of dollars.
Yeah. Now, you know, when you learn the game, you know, you teach it, and that's the information that you're talking about, you know. And I understand
Absolutely. How
folks are becoming millionaires and billionaires. And, you know, it's just interesting because I've had two conversations earlier today where I was explaining to people how working for someone else, and I was promised a certain salary, but then when I signed the papers, the hiring manager chose not to honor what I had been told. And so my rate of pay became less, and I was in a deficit every time I got paid, you know, so I couldn't pay my bills, not all of them, not the mortgage and the lights and the water and all of like that. And so when I read that, when I remembered that quote that you had given, I just was like, that was the difference. I wish I would have had the book back then, you know. But working for myself, you know, I can make a profit. But when you working for other people, and you can do them together if that gives you more peace of mind. But we must be in the mindset of becoming business owners and creating a legacy to leave our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren,
yep.
You know?
Yep. Exactly. You hit me right on the nose.
Yeah, because that can be real scary. You know,
well,
go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, because there's nothing wrong with jobs. Nobody ever hear me say, you know, why are you working for somebody? Because business is not for everybody.
Right.
That's why it's okay. But all I say, the people that deal with jobs, get you a side business.
Mm-hmm.
Get you, especially this chronic killer that's coming up. Go to economicevangelism@gmail.com and put your name on the list. I'm going to lift up the email in a few minutes right after we get off to see if there's anybody really truly listening. That chronic killer is going to help you make money. I guarantee. If you know people, you got dispensaries, especially if you know people I forgot the name, but people that know a lot of people, yeah, they know
a lot of influencers.
If you know some influencers, if you give one of those influencers that link that you're going to get from this company, what I'm going to give it to you this weekend, you got that link, you share with the one influencer got 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people, and a lot of these influencers are not making, they're not really making money with all that stuff. So you know some influencers, you know people that are dispensaries, they got stores, they got, you name it, and that's in college, and they're around a lot of people. And it's nothing wrong with knowing people that, you know, I think everybody knows somebody that smoked weed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you hit the right people, you're done. That's all I got to say, you're done. So, I wanted to leave it right now.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. Because we and I agree, and I wasn't putting down working. That's not what I was doing, because I've worked for a lot of years for a lot of different corporations and businesses and things like that. However, when you have your own, when you have your own in conjunction with or in place of, you have more control. You get to, if you want to go on vacation next month, you know, you can sell more product when you own your own business and create enough income to be able to take that vacation to go around the world or wherever you choose, you decide you want to go, right? So it's good to have that frame of mind. That's what I was saying, Sir Markadu. Just, just be in it.
It's a wonderful, it's another wonderful world. I mean, the economic evangelism and all of that is the last, is the last frontier. We done fought for equal rights. We done fought for this. We done fought for that. We done fought for Black Lives Matter. We done fought. There's one thing that never been a fight, and I've never seen it in all my days. I've been doing business since I was 10 years old. I'm 63 today. And I've never seen a movement, economic movement, for financial improvement. I've never seen it. Never been done.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
We get together, it's gonna take some time. But we gotta do it. We as a people can get to the promised land. And the promised land to me is economic development. That's the promised land.
Yeah.
And we gotta do it together. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. I certainly concur with what you just said. We have to take our power back and create the lives that we want and not the lives that somebody tells us we should have.
Yes.
You have the power. We have the power. So Markadu has
I'm sorry to break you, but I'm glad you said it. You said something. You said power back, right?
Yes. Yes.
We're not getting our power back. We're creating our power. We've never had it. We've never had the power, you know? We are creating power. We're creating something for our youth and young adults. We're creating something for our community. That we're giving ourselves power. You know, it's just like saying we'll make America great again. If America was never great, how can it be? How can you make it great again? Without everybody being involved, you can never make America great. Everybody's got to be involved if you're going to make America great. So if we're going to have power, we got to do it, and we got to do it now. So we can't get our power back. I'm sorry about that.
No. Point well taken. Point well taken. It's about having, creating, owning, knowing that you're worthy of power. Change your thought. Change your mindset.
Yes.
Would you say a mind shift? A mind shift.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Think on those things. And that's why I was saying at the beginning of the program that the ancestors be right here, because you're not going to hear this type of language from most other people. You know, go to college, go get a job. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I'm just saying put this in the mix too. Create a legacy. Go look the word up. Find out what it means, the power that you're creating within your family structure. You can build it.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left. Sir Markadu Hagins, you want to go ahead and close us out with some of your powerful antidotes, please?
Yeah, I can do that. I just want to thank you first for allowing me to be, you know, on the broadcast, and I hope that it reaches people beyond tonight, that it can reach people, that we have a link that we can share, and help people. But I just want everyone to know that, you know, economics is such is a power that we have to embrace. Embrace it for ourselves. Embrace it for your children. Embrace it for your grandchildren. Let them know that there is power in economics. And I think once we learn to educate our children and grandchildren now, it will show up. It will show up later when you least expect it. And you're going to be able to look at yourself and look at your children, grandchildren, and say, you know, job well done. You did a job well done. And please keep in mind get you a book, get you a copy of a book of economicevangelism.com, and I'll prove to you, once you read it, you say, wow, that was informative. Let me share this with others. And if you want to be a part of a brand that you can understand, something, you know, a lot of people, they swear by this product. I believe a lot of people that smoke, not just weed, but smoke products, if you have smells in your basement, smells in your attic, and you, I mean, especially when you go into the bathroom, you carry a bottle of this with you, you have to, there's something going on with your body parts, I mean, you're able to have a fragrance that matters. We're going to pay you. We're going to pay you a dollar per bottle and $10 per pound bottle for the rest of your life, as long as Chronic Killer is alive. We believe in profit sharing. And I'm just putting my money where my mouth is. I'm not just trying to sell somebody this product, but also now I'm going to show you how to get paid, you know, especially all the people. I want to thank you all for purchasing my products over the years, but now it's time for you to be able to make money from it. And I want to just thank God for the opportunity to service his people. And I just want to just stay in peace, not in pieces. You know, and stay blessed by the best and nothing less. And right there, I'm good.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, sir, Mark Newhagans. That is Economic Evangelism, ECONOMIC, EVANGELISM, evangelism@gmail.com. And then we also have the economicevangelism.com to purchase the book. And you can go on fitnessbyserve.com to sign up for the fitness program. Get your Chronic Killer and come on, be a part of this industry that's rocking the world. And be in partnership with Sir Markadu as he takes and shows people around the world how to create profits from their own business. Thank you, Markadu. I really, really appreciate, and I'm glad we had this opportunity to listen to your wisdom on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome, sister, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's it for us tonight. I'm so glad you guys stuck around and listened to the conversation. Make sure that you take advantage. Go back and listen to this broadcast again. Refer it to your friends, your family members, and take care. Let's take care of ourselves and provide helpful knowledge to our loved ones. Good night, everyone. I'll see you next week.